Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe.
Krishna, when he come in his sadhak way, means the physical body. Because in the physical body, he has missing the service of Radhika, association of Radhika. In sadhak deha, we can serve Radha Shakti, Gajadhar Pandit, means the love of the Radhika. But the real Radhika to serve, we need ourselves. So when he is in his sadhak deha, he say, I am yours. Why you leave me? Why I come back to my bodily consciousness? You leave me so I come back. Please not forget me, that I can go in my sarupa. I want to identify myself as a manjari. I am not interested to identify my physical identity. No interest for that. This was the trying for that. Why the word's trying is coming? When I go back in my physical identity, I try to go again in my spiritual identity. Being again.
Sri Raghunath can no longer tolerate the pain.
You see, Raghunath cannot tolerate. The physical identity cannot tolerate.
Can no longer tolerate the pangs of separation from Swamini. The poison of love in separation reaches
and
the
soul. And this is the nature of the love and suffering. Love increases when there is a separation. Then I feel more to my lover. When I come in my physical identity, then this is the separation that I am not in your service, in my citadel.
His body, mind and life airs are burning in the fire.
Body, this plastic body, this mind is burning. Why?
In the fire of sin.
Fire of sin. When this test will come, when my siddha deha, I will start living there. Without knowing that and living there, I cannot burn. I cannot feel that burn. Because I have no taste of the spiritual body. How beautiful is this, and how mercy is coming when I am in my manjari sarupa. Understand? Go on.
The Goswamis are the embodiments of love in separation. And Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is the best example.
This is the best example. Why is he going, giving this example that we have to go Mahajan Gata Supanta. We have to follow this way. This is the way what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu guides us to do. And why he is a Goswami? Because his all senses is already offered in his Manjari Sarup to Swami. So, this is the Goswami. All the senses is already offered in the lotus feet of Radhika. They become Goswami. Go means senses, Swami means Radhika, Swami. When the Swami is controlling the senses. Before I was controlling my senses, body and mind. But now I all offer this to her and she is controlling to me. This stage becomes Goswami. Any sadhak who want to practice, they can also come in this stage. And this is the mercy of Chaitanya who guides us for that. And the teacher is Rupa and Raghunath. Yeah.
Raghunatha's Goswami is indescribable. His heart always burns in the fire of separation. Day and night, this great priest of the Raghunatha sacrifice.
Raghunatha. Who has a Raga? This is the way for Raghunatha. This is the sacrifice for Raghunatha. They sacrifice like this. They burn like this. Because when the raga become more intense, love become intense, we burn in the separation of love. This is the nature of the love. If the love is not creating burning in your heart, there is no love. You will sleep in the comfortable, Dunlop soft mattress and you will feel that when intense love is there, that mattress is like a thorn to you. You cannot sleep in that mattress because it's a burning in love, is the way. Taking pain without him is the only way. Too painful for him.
Day and night, this great priest of the Raghunatha sacrifice weeps with the tear-filled eyes on the bank of Radhakunda, without eating, without sleeping, torn apart by the pangs of great love and separation. His heart, so anxious to attain Shirada's intimate service.
Attain Radha intimate service. The Manjari, what they do? They do the service of Radhika intimate. How to I will come in my Manjari Sarup? That I can enter in that service. In that service, there is no seeking and doing bhajan. There is only service. 24/7 is a service. And chanting in the sadhak deha. Why chanting? For this goal. How I will get my Manjari for it. and I will go in the intimate service of my Father. The moment when you enter inside the Deha, your body conscious finished. And when your body conscious is not there, how you can chant? So you see that what will happen? You will lose the japa. You are chanting, but you are not chanting that. Name is going on automatically. But you enter in your siddhi deha in service.
Forgetting everything else, he simply desires the eligibility to serve Sri Radha's lotus feet, nothing else. How much hope he carries in his heart when taking full shelter of Priyaji's dearmost place, the bank of Radha Kunda.
Full shelter of Priyaji is the only desire of those who want to practice the siddhi. One point here. They no even dream about it. If they dream about Krishna, Radhika will say, I give you my friend position to you. I want to make you friend. Manjari say, I am very, very thankful for this, my son, that you want to make me friend. But I am very happy to be your dasi. Why? Because my dasi nature is only you are the shelter and you are my goal. But the friend's nature, I took your shelter, but goal is my Krishna. I took your shelter, but I am also one to meet Krishna in private. Means it is a Shakti. But Manjari don't want that. They say, you are my shelter and you are my goal. I have nothing to do with others. This is Manjari. And by this practice, Krishna will come and test you. He will catch you. He will say, now I am very close to you. I like you. Whole life you are thinking for me. I am ready for you. But the Manjari said, no, no. I offer myself to my Swami. You are his friend, you are lover. So I respect you that you are lover of my Swami. I have no business with you. I am not want any relation with you. Because already I offer my material body and everything to my Swami. I cannot do anything. This is the difference between the Manjari and Sati. So you imagine, Manjari bhava is so elevated, one-pointed, fixed in Radhika. Yes? Understand? Whole life I practice for Krishna, and now I have to cut relation with him. This is the sadhana when new subject come in our spiritual life today. If you want to stay here, no problem. Sakti bhava is also very good. But if you have a little desire for greed for Manjari, then you have to change your thinking. That is Manjari bhava. Understand, Baba? He's smiling. Very difficult subject. If you are not ready to take the difficulties, then what type of love you have? How, which type of rag you have? Love is raga. Raga means I am ready to forget my best things, what I am doing in my life, only for you. That is raga. And the Manjari knows, and they decide and they don't deviate from their goal. Then, slowly, they become so oneness, they become kinkal. There is a difference between Manjari and kinkal. Difference. Manjari, they need instruction to do something. But kinkalis are so intense and so small, servant. Kinkali is smallest. So small but so much oneness with Radhika. Only by looking at her, she knows now she needs rest. Now she needs water to drink, some juice to drink. What juice to drink? They know. There is oneness. When come in the service, then they become kinkal. Kinkalam, what I do the service, what I do service, how I see you, all the time they have a curiosity what I will do now. This is the beauty of kinkalis and mandalis. Right? Kalindis? Janita.
How many days, how many months, how many years have passed still he did not attain the audience and the service of his Parameshwari.
You see? Read again.
How many days?
How many days?
How many months?
How many months?
How many years have passed?
Passed. So many years have passed.
Still, he did not attain audience and the service of his Parameshwari.
Audience also I not get. The association I don't get. Audience means the association. Sajatiya son, who has a one-pointed program in his life. And?
And the service of his Praneshwari.
And the goal of my Swami. I cannot get this audience. I cannot get this association. Who say on this subject only. Never you can listen out of Vrindavan, go anywhere. Or honestly, why I stopped traveling because I will not get any audience association and the goal for the service. So I stop my travel. I can travel in the wheelchair now also. But I have no desire to go. Why? There is no audience where I will go. Why I will go? And my goal is my swami when I will not get her service and her goal, why I will go? Only to wasting my time? More? Few time I have left and I will waste this time for nothing? No, no, never, 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 if she give mercy to me. I cannot say myself, no, then I have a proud for this. But I pray in her lotus feet, never send me out. Never send me out from this audience. If I do any apparat, mistake, throw me out. But please help me that I don't do apparat. I am not qualified to understand the mistakes. Radhe.
What is the use of still keeping these life airs that are burning in the forest fire of separation within the physical frame?
Yeah. What is the use of this physical frame? Plastic body is a physical frame. Only to burn in there? Are if pain is there, it's a burning. Why pain? Because that is, that has to be over. If I do the physical pain to others, it has to come. After this physical pain also I want to burn more in this fire? Oh, bugger. We have to get the chance to go on in my siddha-deha, in my manjari-sarup, to be with Swami. This burning is nothing if I got that chance. Because it's a prestigious life will become if my practice is on and on to enter in her service. This frame burn, frame pain, what is the problem? Is the nature of the frame, nature of the human body to give you pain and burning? Why to be that if you have a way to go on higher than this? This is the fortune in this human body, what you get the circumstances living in Radhakund, associating with the Vaishnava. And I have all chances and I don't want to practice them. Unfortunately. I have a body in Vrindavan. All comfort is there. Next life I will do? Crazy. Never I will get chance like this. So not miss the chance. Next life you will do Kalindi. When you will get this Anandas Baba in your life? How you will get this circumstance in your life? Material life will always catch you. This is the nature of material things. Because they have no idea about that. That this body we took to realize something, go more higher than this where I am. It's not to go back from this in the animal consciousness. What animals do? Eating, sleeping, and doing sex. If a human also do the same thing, then what is the difference between the human and animal? Are a human body get here to increase your consciousness to enter in yourself? That is the reason of taking human body. Make one point program in life that you are Radhika Dasi. Swamini Metsavan. Metsavan Prasad. Right or not? What is more other desire is there? Right?
What is the use of still keeping these life airs that are burning in the forest fire of separation within the physical frame? Na jivami tvaya bina. I cannot live without you. Srila Raghunandas Goswami was completely showered by the loving compassion of Sri Gaura Sundara, the embodiment of the flavor love of God in separation, Vipra Lamba Gana Rasa Murti. And for a long time, he was one of the Lord's most intimate associates in his Gambira pastimes, as well as a personal witness of these unique pastimes of ecstatic love of God.
One time, I think I am yours is a lower mode. You are mine is a higher mode. But why this slope is there? And I see the Mahajan is telling, I am yours, I am yours. Because Radhika is telling, you are mine. And mineness, you are mine, is the mood of Braja and Radhika. And I am yours is the mood of Chandravati. But why is happening? In a slope, all the Rasika Vaishnava is telling, I am yours, I am yours. When I am listening to this, that why I say I am yours? Because in I am lower state of my bodily consciousness, I cannot say in my bodily consciousness, that you are mine. Material body cannot say this, oh, you are my son. When I will enter in my spiritual body, and the spiritual body can say, you are my son. But the material body can say, I am yours, I am yours, why I am suffering in this consciousness. When you will see that I am yours and you will, I will enter in my spiritual body, that moment I will say, you are mine, you are mine. This is the consciousness, the stage of the consciousness. This I am yours when I am in material body and when I go in my spiritual body, then you become mine. and I have to take care of this. And when I lose this service, I cry for that, that my Swami is not, I'm looking at her, I'm not in service. And when I come to my material body, I say, I am yours, why you leave me? Bring me again back to the, in my spiritual body, that I can be always in your service, and I can say, you are mine, you are mine. So beautiful. Every moment learning. I am learning. I learned it. When I am listening this, I was surprised. All Mahajans say, I am yours, I am yours. Because they are meditating in sadhak deha, to Indian in sadhak deha that time. So they pray like this. And when they go inside, they are done, no talk. They say, you are mine, inside. And I am always want to be with you. And when they go back, then say, I am yours, why you leave me? And why I come back to my, what you say, frame?
Physical frame.
Physical frame. I want to be always with you, and I always want to say you are mine. But when my physical frame comes, then I say, I am yours, I am yours. And I try for that. What mistake I do that you want to send me back to physical frame? What offense was that? What mistake I do? I don't know much. Please help me. I am yours. I am yours. Understand? And when I go in my spiritual body in service, then what I say, you are mine. I can want to leave you, I have nothing in my goal. You are the center and you are my goal. I have nothing business with others. Because you are mine. I want to die for you, I want to live for you, I want to be 24/7 service with you. And then again I come back, then what to do? I cry, I'm yours, like baby is crying. I'm yours, mama, why you want to leave me? And my mama take the lap, then baby say, you are my mama, you are my mama. Similarly, Siddha Deha, and sadhak deha, this is the difference. Which condition, which words are coming? Which condition, what is the consciousness in me? That I'm burning in suffering and you don't take care of me, I'm yours. I agree myself that I am yours. And why not you see me and take care of me? Others are torturing me. You know, see, I am yours. Full of pain I am. And I am yours, so you know, see me. What type of mama you are? Ah, so beautiful, the realization come to me yesterday night when I'm telling and thinking on you. I think it's there.
advanced loving devotees can understand from this Gambhira Lila how sweet the Lord is, how dear He is to heart, and how powerful is attractiveness of His love. How many anxious endeavors devotees make to see Him, and how full of sweet nectar is that silent and motionless swoon of ecstatic love in the end. Even now, the loving devotees become unsteady when they are rocked by the high waves of the naturally severed rasa of love in separation. As they remember this silence in the Gambhira cell. The following pitiful sound is always entering their ears, breaking the deep silence in the Gambhira. Where shall I go? What shall I do to get Rajendra Nandana? Where is the flute-playing Lord of my life?
This is Radhika. Devotee is not telling. Chaitanya in Radha Bhav. Look, searching to Krishna. When you see Chaitanya, is only Radhika. If you don't believe this, you will never understand Radhika. Or if you don't believe, then you will not get the mercy of Radhika. You see, Radhika is feeling separation from the day. Where I go, what I, where I meet, what I, where I will find you. One point. This was the stage in the Gambhira of Chaitanya. Why I follow Radhika Sartre? Because she is the teacher. How to be a one point. Nobody can teach in our life. Gurudev show, because he is also Kinkari of Radhika, and he prepared to be entered in the service of Radhika. And Radhika makes strong Nishtha by leaving her. Because she is only one-pointed. Gurudev is also one-pointed. And they are teaching how to be a one-pointed. We are many-pointed. And they are one-pointed. So one-pointed without becoming, they cannot be a Manjari. And one-pointed, if they understand, they cannot be a Radha Dasi. And when they will not Radha Dasi, then they cannot see Radhika, what she is doing. Manjari is only qualified to be with Radha. Right, Kalinda?
Whom shall I tell? Who will know of my distress? Without Rajendra Nandana, my heart breaks. Raghunath Das is always immersed in this vast ocean of love and separation because he stayed with the Lord for so long in his pastimes in Puri, sticking to him like his shadow. And the Lord has mercifully infused some of His great loving anxiety in him. In a great anguish, Sri Raghunath prays to Swami in his lotus feet. How much longer can I live cast away from your lotus feet? In this life, I've never offered myself to anyone else's lotus feet. Understanding this, please quickly take this fallen maidservant to your lotus feet now. Hearing Raghunath Das' anxious cries, all the creatures in and around Radhakunda are crying with pity. Srila Raghunath Das,
Srila Raghunath Das looking even in Chaitanya Radhika. Chaitanya means consciousness. And Chaitanya means you are in Manjari Swarup. Chaitanya and Achaitanya means you are in bodily consciousness. And Chaitanya means you identify your soul and you live in Manjari Swarup, a spiritual body. That is the stage of consciousness. Unconsciousness, when I come to my bodily consciousness, material consciousness, then we have many goals in our life. So, Chaitanya is teaching how to come to me. If you become conscious, you will know the way to take the shelter of me, and I will show you the way of Radha. Gauranga. Gauranga means golden. And Radhika name is Gaurangi, also golden. The feeling of Chaitanya inside feeling was Radha Bhava. The color, golden color, is Radha color. In between, Krishna is living. Like you took two bread and you put the cheese in between and you put it the bread. Chaitanya is like this. Inside Radha, outside Radha, in between. This is Chaitanya. The mood of Radhika is very deep. Very, very deep. If you see the Panchatattva, Mahavishnu is Advaita Acharya. Vishnu and Shiva together is Mahavishnu. And Narada, Shivas. Narada is a guru of whole universe. What they are doing? Praying. So two hands are like this. What it means? They are praying. They say, before that I was worshipping Narayan Krishna Tattva. But from now, I understand the Radha Tattva is more higher than Krishna. And three, God is Radha. Nityananda is Anang Manjari. And Gajadhar is Radha Shakti. Radha Shakti means Radha power, that is Radha Shakti. What is Radha Shakti? Prem is the Shakti of Radhika. Love is the Shakti of Radhika. He says, the three is my highest now. So Advaita Acharya and Shiva say, now I will worship from now to this. Radha, Radha Shakti and Anang Manjari. And this is all Radhika. Anang Manjari is Radhika's sister and Radhika Shakti is Radhika Prem. Birds, animals, plants, tree, they can understand the love. This is Radha Shakti is moving everywhere. Universal. There is no any place where Radha Shakti is not there. There is no love, then you will see that is demons behavior, demoniac behavior. Only power becomes demoniac behavior. But the Radha Shakti Prem make you harmony, love, care. So they start worshipping to Radha. There is no Krishna here. This is the teaching of Chaitanya. Radha herself come as Chaitanya. Cover to Krishna that I don't want to take the pain. So feeling is Radhika, covering is Radhika, in between Krishna is relishing that. Everybody say that Krishna is all living entity. What is the important that Krishna is not living in the heart of Radhika? He lives in all living beings. Radhika, where the Radhika will be there, Krishna will not there. It's not very, very important subject. Radhika is there, Krishna will be 100% there. But major is Radhika, that when understanding will come for Chaitanya, everything will be Krishna. All his pastime is a prem. Prema avatar, and prem is the name of Radhika. Prem is the name of Radhika. Love is the name of Radhika. Any place you see the love word is Radhika. She is the original goddess of love. It can be in church. It can be in mosque. It can be any place. Why not? It is universal. Without Radha Shakti, nothing can work. And that is the love.
Srila Raghunath Das has given up eating and sleeping and is crying constantly, his heart burning in the fire of separation. Although he has almost fainted, his lips...
Why he is burning? His heart is burning when he is so elevated. Raghunath Das is suffering. Tulsi Manjari is not suffering. That is true. One is Yashoda and her one Manjari Saru. That is two in one. So Yashoda, the human, the material body is burning. Why burning? Because why I come back there? This is really burning place, so I entered in my spiritual body. Now what I will do, only thing is burning in this material body. Check yourself. I burn, you burn, everyone is burning here. Because we don't know the other place to go, so we cannot move for that. But somebody, by grace of Gurudev, knows about the alternative place. They don't want to burn, or not. They want to move for the out from this body. I have an alternative arrangement. Oh, I am living in this room and there is no electricity or very burning place, then I will go other place if I have other room. If I have no room to go, how I will go? Then I have to stand in outside of the sun because I have no room. But the Gurudev create one room for you. That room is divine, it's spiritual. Your Manjari Sarup is your one room. Right? That is the light. And when you will enter in that room, your all problem is gone.
Although he has almost fainted, his lips can still tremble and say, Na jivami tvaya vina, I cannot live without you.
You see, I cannot live without you. I am yours, I am yours. Because I am in material body, you throw me out. I am yours, why you throw me out? From my citadel. I cannot live without you. I am yours. I am yours. Right? Yes or no? Huh? That is it? Yes. Who has the little test? By grace of Gurudev. It's not possible alone to do in life. And Gurudev is not alone doing. By the mercy of Radhika, she inspired and then Gurudev inspired you. It's a chain. It's a kinkari, it's a dasi, one-pointed and nothing do alone by herself, because the Siddha Purush, they are always fixed with her Swamini. They not do even one point thing, anything, without her mercy. This is the seriousness and surrender to Radhika. They don't do themselves anything. they will do themselves that they are not surrendered. Huh? Surrendered person, how they can do anything themselves? One leaf is moving, floating in the water, and you say, come to me, near to me, come to near to me. He has no way to come, because if the water is floating in your side, he will come. If not, then you have to go to that way, where they are floating. So Guru Mercy is like this, shelter is like this, that this leaf starts floating. The jiva starts floating in her mercy. Where it will bring me, I will go. It's not my decision. My decision when I was in my material body and consciousness, I surrender is no decision of me. I'm floating. And the floating leaf cannot say to Swami, I want to go left or right. No, I am a Dasi, how I can say? I am living in your mercy. You destroy me or you keep me? That's the problem. This is the shelter. Who are people?
Srila Radhika Chandra Das sings, Jiva ne mara ne niti, tumi se amara gati, ami e tomari, ami tomari, toma vina e jivana, budilam akarana, bara matra bohi sada pire. You are my goal, in life or in death, I'm yours, I'm yours. I understood that my life is useless without you. I simply wander around carrying this life as a heavy burden. Oh Goddess, now that you know this, please accept this maidservant. Grant me a place at your lotus feet. When will the pleasant shade of your lotus feet console the afflicted heart of this maidservant?
Yeah. Maidservant. Then you are not me, I am yours. You are mine. This is the different state of consciousness. That time when I am a maidservant of you, you are mine. I don't see other thing than you because you are mine and I am your maidservant. When I was in Sadak Deha, then I was telling him, I am yours, why throw me out to me from your maidservant? But when I am in Siddhadeha, in a, your maidservant, you are mine. I want to be always with you and I don't want to leave you. And don't throw me out. If not, then I will cry. Like one baby is crying when mother says, go out with others, and he starts crying. He says, I am yours, mother, not here. I am yours. I am your baby. I am your baby. And when baby, mother takes in the lap, then say, you are my mother. Take this trophy in your mouth. You are mine. I will play with you. I will live with you. You are mine. Never throw me out. to suffer. This is our sarupa way. And sadhaka way, I am yours, take me back to you. If I am an offensive, bad person, I do mistake, you not become so much angry that you throw me out. Don't throw me out from yourself. Yeah. He's throwing out my sadhak there. And bringing near is your citizen. Janita.
This is the end of my pursuit.
It's all meditation, beautiful, right? Wow, Baba. Anandas Babaji Maharaj, how beautiful. He's a golden watch. His own realization. There you will get. If you read this book, you have all 3D. Radhara Suranidhi and Vilap Kusumanjali. 2 books. It's totally fixed in Radha Dasa. Others, it's okay. But Rasa book, Rasa book is this. Radha Rasudhanidhi and Vilap Kusumanjali. This is the wealth of Aniva. Radha Rasudhanidhi, my Swami. Vilap Kusumanjali, your Siddha Deha, Manjari Sarup. How to practice in Manjari Sarup is Vilap Kusumanjali. No other book. Other book will never teach you to practice in your Siddha there. Her Guru. This is Nisa.
This is Oxford? No.
You imagine? Only Radha Krishna pastime, Rupa Manjari, but it's mixer. It's not like a meaning of the Manjari Sarup is there. For beginners is okay to know Krishna, know Radha. But Manjari Sarup sadhana is only Radha Vilap Krishna. There is no other book. You should read Prem Bhakti Chandrika. It's all preparation to come for Vilap Krishna. These are the preparation to enter there. This is the highest. Four Chaitanya Charitamrita, what line is there? Rup Raghunath Pade Rahu Mora Aas. Only one hope we need in life, the circle of Rupa and Raghunath. And how to understand Rupa Goswami? The Shishya can say, if you want to know me, you meet with any of my disciples. That disciple will say how I am lower and unqualified. They know about the all gurus, effect is there in the disciple. You see any Anandas Babaji disciples? They are so elevated. Why? That effect of Guru is coming to me. Right or not? All this is coming. Effect is like a mirror. what is the level of Guru, its effect will sure come to the disciple. What I learned is all little effect of my Gurudev, Radha Govinda. Kesab Baba, effect is there. This is the sanskar. Nature will sure happen. Yeah? You meet with some place where Guru is big fighter. You see that all his disciples, he has the nature of fighting also. What type of politician? You go to see them, they are very big politicians. That same effect. Is a vibration. Is a vibration flowing. Why we go to see only to the Guru? Only sitting and touching a feet and coming back. Because receiving the vibe. This vibe is affecting inside. Vibration. You see, all the miracles is happening, chamatkar. Radha Govindas Babaji, in physical form, he is not there. But his vibe is still running, living here. Raj Rishi Raghunandan Prasad is not here. His vibe is still living. Rajmata, vibe was, everyone has to eat prasad, everyone has to be satisfied. This vibe still is happening. Even in the anyone who lives here, they want to give satisfied to others. Because of the vibe. It's a vibration, divine vibrations are there. Service of Radha Mohan you feel, service of Gopeshwari you feel. Everywhere we have service and loving vibe. Although so many work is going on, but full in the vibe and the peacefulness. No? Negative vibe want to enter, but it's not a way to enter. Because their vibes are so heavy, so strong, that nothing can disturb.
Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda.